It's an honor and a disgrace to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Parshas Bo. We're in the Esther Makos. As the Baal HaTurim says, as we all know, famous Baal HaTurim. Actually, I remember one time that my cousin, give him a shout out, Eli Sklar, there was a DRS dinner, and I was there in Israel, in the Inbal Hotel, and he got up to say the Dvar Torah, and he said, Bo, Gematria 3, because there's 3 Makos, the end of the 3 Makos, and he sat down, and he got like a standing ovation, right, because it was like one of those, he said something very quick, people listened, got it right away, everyone knew it anyways, but it was a Gvaldik. But I'm not doing that right now, okay? However, the Baal HaTurim, it's not just a shtick. Bo, Gematria 3, the last of the Makos. Very interesting. We have a lot of great questions this week, like always. Here we go. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, and he says, Paro, let my people go. And as we all know, when we're little kids, what did he say? No, 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 I won't let them go. Yeah, so now, there's a very interesting conversation, a strange conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Paro, and he says, let him go. And Paro says, wait. Vayishaber Moshe ves Aaron el Paro, Perek Yud Pasuches. Vayomer aleihem lichu ivduis Hashem Elokeichem mi v'mi holchim. He said, you go. You could go. Go serve your God. Get out of here. You're hurting us. And then Moshe Rabbeinu turns around to him, Pasuk Tes, and he says, Vayomer Moshe binareinu ubezekeinu neleich. Moshe says, with our youngsters and with our elders, we have to go. Bimaneinu b'noseinu. So Paro says, you're the clergy, you're the leader of this nation, you go with your brother Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns back and he says, no. Binareinu b'zokeinu, with the youngsters and the elders, we have to go out. Question one, what is the conversation between Paro and Moshe? Question two, we know that of the eighth of the Makos, we all know the Makos, even though I sang the song last week, some of the guys in the shir told me that I'm singing it wrong, but that's how I learned it. Tam Svardei Akinim, right? And the eighth Maka is the Maka of Arbe, is the Maka of Locust, and it's very fascinating. Because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, listen, I'm going to bring these locusts upon you. And again, this is the eighth Makkah, and he should have trusted him. And what happened? He brings the Arba, he brings the locusts, and then all of a sudden, Paro gets very nervous. And Paro goes to Moshe, and he says, listen, right away you can't let it, we sinned, and you can't let one little Arba come. And the question that the Mefarshim ask, why specifically was he so nervous? And again, he was nervous about the other Makos also. But he said, you can't even let one little Arbe. If you let one little Arbe, it's going to be terrible. And he got so nervous. So why was he so nervous? Question three, Rashi tells us right in the beginning of the Torah, famous Rashi, Omer Rav Yitzchok, the Taz says, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Rashi, Rabin Shel Yisroel, the great Shlomo Yitzchaki, quotes Amar Rav Yitzchok. The Taz says that Rav Yitzchok was his father, showing a Karas HaTov, that Rashi got his Torah from his father. But again, different explanations of who Amar Rav Yitzchok was. And the question, the Gemara says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. And as we know, there aren't so in Bereishis, obviously, and myself was Simon Labanim. However, there aren't really mitzvos. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, who compiled all the mitzvahs, there are a couple in Sefer Bereishis, there's a mitzvah of Mila, there's a mitzvah of Pur Revu, there's the idea of Avram and Achai, with Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, but as the Rambam tells us in Chulin Daf Kuf, that we don't learn out the mitzvahs from the Avos, we only learn out the mitzvahs Misina in Esar, when Klal Yisrael got the Torah. However, what's the first mitzvah of this week's Parsha? The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. The month shall be yours. As we know, Kiddush HaChodesh, we're zeichet to have Kiddush HaChodesh, we bring in the new moon. And the question is, why is that the first mitzvah? What is so unique about that mitzvah? And lastly, we'll call it 3B, even though it has nothing to do with the last question, but whenever you get more than three, people don't pay attention, but we'll call it 3B. In Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Yud-Zayin, it says, Ushmartem et ha-matzos, and you should watch the matzos, because again, Klal Yisrael is getting out, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, for on this very day, and Rashi brings down the famous Medrash, Alte kore et ha-matzos, Ela et ha-mitzvos. Don't read it the matzos, but read it as mitzvos. Kedera shein machmitzen et ha-mitzvos. Just like you shouldn't let the matzos become chametz, just by leaving it over a little extra becomes chametz. Kach ein machmitzen et ha-mitzvos. You shouldn't let the mitzvos become dry and stale. And the question is, very nice. Mitzvos, matzah is the same words, but what is this drasha? What's the connection between matzah and mitzvos? Very interesting. The Radvaz, or David ben Zimri, one of the great, great, late Rishonim, early Achronim, many tshuvas, thousands of tshuvas, says something amazing. He says, you know, when we're reading the Torah, there's no nekudas. You know, when you're practicing for your bar mitzvah parsha, maybe you have a bar mitzvah, right? Maybe your father's going to teach you, someone else is going to teach you, and right, the person that taught me was Lou Smith. Shout out to Lou Smith. I don't know if he listens to the Parsha Shir. You got to get him the Parsha Shir. And you know, sometimes like you have your tikkun and like you peek over, and then the Balkori, the person teaching you is like, listen, you know, when you get to the Torah, you can't do that. I actually have an awesome story that when I was there was a simcha, my uncle Ira and Aunt Ora, there was a simcha in the shul in West Orange. I was actually leaning. Because, as I speak about before, that their nephew also is Jared Kushner. So Jared actually wasn't feeling well. He came in from Livingston to Lane, and I went after him. And he was laning, and then it was my turn, and I was doing okay. And then the last pasuk was, Lo tivashel gidi bechalevi mo, that you can't mix meat and milk. And I read it wrong. And then I read it wrong again. And then finally, I was going to read it right, but I read it outside of the Torah. I didn't read looking inside. So again, you got to know. But the question is, why are there no nekudos? What's it about? So let's just kazer over the questions. We have a lot of questions, and then we got to come out with those major yesodos, those major foundation points. Obviously, we'll tell stories, because we always remember the stories. But also the Torah. Question one was, what's the conversation between Moshe and Paro? Then Moshe says, all my children, let the children, the elders, let them go. And Paro says, no, just let the leaders, let the clergymen go. Question two is, why was Paro so strict? He 1 second about Arba, what was about this Arba, about the locust? Question three is, Kiddush HaChodesh, why is that our first mitzvah? And 3b is, what's the drasha of Al-Tikri Matzos El HaMitzvos? What is the correlation between a matzah and a mitzvah? So what's the yisod? What's the yisod? So again, we're going to have two yisodos, and we're going to try to put it together like a big chillin and make those big yisodos. But again, the yisodos are one idea, obviously. How do we get close to the Ribbono Shel? How do we build that connection with Him through our Torah, through our Maaseh of Chesed, through our Tefillah? And that's what it's about. But how do we do it through Chazal? So what's the conversation? Paro turns to Moshe and says, listen, you've been knocking me down. You're 8 for 8. You're shooting out the line 8 for 8. Pretty good. And, right, got me also a good basketball player, right? So shooting 8 for 8, and you're doing well. You're hurting me. So stop. Leave. Get out of here. You're the clergy. Get out of here. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and he says, no. It's not just the clergy. Obviously, the clergy, the rabbis are important. The leaders are important. But it's also the young. It's the old. What was he saying? Says the Gedolim Mefarshim. You know what Moshe was saying? Is that we're getting out of Mitzrayim. The whole nation's going to get out of Mitzrayim. But it's about passing on the Mesorah. It's about passing on the tradition from parents to kids to kids to kids. You know, they once asked Rav Herschel Schachter and Nancy Swaikolo, and they said, Rav Schachter, how do you know there's so many religions out there? How do you know that the Judaism, you know, again, there's so many religions, again, a whole separate discussion, but a lot of proofs, but how do you know? And he said, we have something called Mesorah. We have something called tradition. And it went back from generation to generation to generation to generation, going back to Har Sinai, 600,000 people, not just one person, 600,000 people accepting the Torah. So there's an idea of Moshe Rabbeinu turning to Paro and says, listen, you are part of the other nations. You are part of the other religions that think, you know where the most, you know who the only important people in your religion is? The clergy. I'll tell you what, Moshe says. You know where the most, you know where the important people are? Of course, the rabbis and the leaders are important. But it's not just the rabbis and the leaders. It's the children. It's the grandparents. And that's what we're here for. We're building ourselves. They once came to a, someone once came to a big gadol. And he said, I want to work on myself. I want to work. And he said, you have the opportunity of being involved in raising your children right now. And he said, what do you mean? I'm 19 years old. I'm not raising any children. I once actually was talking to a bacher, and I'm like, you're 19 years old. I was telling you this over. He's like, Rabbi, I have children. I'm like, no, don't play that game. So he's like, no, I was just joking. So, but he said, you are raising your children. He's like, I'm not raising my children. He said, no, the more you build yourself, the more you make Torah real, the more you make tefillah real, the more you build your relationship, the greater your children are going to be. They're going to see you. They're going to be inspired by you. Obviously, we're learning for ourselves also, our Olam Haza, our Olam Haba. But the ripple effect, what could happen from your actions, it's so tremendous. They tell a great story of Reb Hankin. Reb Hankin was the Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'das, and he was fire and brimstone. And he used to have hundreds of people come to give to Shiurim. They were Gevaldik, going through Hashkafa, he had different Shiurim and Gemara, and learning up Tosfos, like we're doing Tosfos and the Rashbas and Gemaras, and Mamish amazing. There was one time there was a snowstorm in Torah V'das. No one came. There were four guys there. And all of a sudden, Rav Hankin was fire and brimstone, the same Shiur that he always gives. Obviously, that one Talmud afterward goes over to Rav Hankin and says, listen, with all due respect, I love the Shiur, but there's only four of us. Rav Hankin looked at him and said, really? There's only four of you? There's not only four of you. What about you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren? You have generations and generations. And it's not just about you. Obviously, the more a person fills himself up and makes it real, but it's not just about you. You know, it's very interesting. It says in Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, Vayom hazeh lachem lezikaron v'chagosem. So again, all of Pesach comes from these parashas. Chukas oilam. This chok, tichageyu, should be eternal forever. And the Medrash says, what is the chok? So the Medrash says, you know what the chok is? We're talking about, obviously, Karban Pesach. Right? The Torah goes into all the halachas of Karban Pesach. The Medrash says, no, not just Karban Pesach. Also tefillin, because tefillin is a chok. I once heard, Baruch Hashem, I had the schus to work with Sobolovsky, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in YU, and he said a Gevaldic idea. They're not arguing this Medrash. Because when we put on our tefillin, he's quoted the Chassam Sofer, when we put on our tefillin and sometimes we just put it on, we don't realize what we're doing, but the tefillin is a bias, is those four corners, is like a mizbeach, and inside the tefillin is the Dalet Parshios, the Shema Yisrael, Vayayim Shema, right? All these different Parshios, because it's our own little bias. And what's Karban Pesach? As we learned in the second parak of Kedushin, there needs to be a chabura, there needs to be a togetherness. Pesach, the Karban Pesach, is the minoy realizing that everyone is together because it all starts with your own tefillin, creating a bias and then extending out to the family. That's what it's about. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph says, amazing Gemara. The Gemara says they had no school system. Came along Rav Yeshua ben Gamla, and Rav Yeshua ben Gamla, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, came and developed the whole school system. He brought in the Torah. Ask Tosis, why specifically Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah? Why is that the pasuk? What's it about? Says Tosis, that the people in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim, were able, Yaakov Fuchs, Kohen, right, Benny Hirschowitz, Kohen, Yait, I'm a Kohen, right, it's not your fault, your ancestors messed up, ours didn't, Baruch Hashem, but again, you have the idea to listen to Kohanim, you could be, you get the bracha every day, you could be Yotzi with the bracha. However, this idea, why specifically, because the Kohanim will be involved in the Karbanos, Says the Tosis, they would be called Yiri Shemayim Kimitzin. You guys have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, you Shemayim, the Kaisel. You have the schus, you have to take advantage. The Ramban writes, Dawid Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. We sometimes, you know, we've been in for a little while, we just go with it. But no, we have the mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. So this conversation, the Yisod number one, is the conversation between Paro and Moshe. Moshe says, it's not just about me, it's about the future generation. So what about the other questions? What's this other Yisod? Why specifically was he focusing on the Arbe? Why was Paro so nervous about the Arbe? So the great Mefarshim explained that Arbe, one little locust, is there, it just goes like wildfire. So what's he so focused on? The power of time. 1 second, an arba locust goes down, thousands and thousands and thousands of arba. So says in Mefarshim, what does that mean? The power of time. We have the power of time. Right? We know that Yaakov and Esav, amazing Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra says that Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov got the brachas and Esav came, and he wanted to get the bracha, says Ibn Ezra. Do you know what happened? Yaakov, Esav was coming in, he heard him. He went behind the door. And then Esav came in, he got out of the door, and then he was free. 1 second, all of Jewish history would have changed. The power of time, the power of seconds, the power of our moments. Right, I have a funny story. When I lived in Ramat Eshkol, Me and my wife, we had two little kids at the time. There was a Baldira. He wanted us out. We were paying very little rent. And we had the Baldira. He couldn't speak Hebrew. He couldn't speak English. You could just imagine the conversation. And he said, you're paying so little. And the son got involved. And it turned into a whole horror story. He cut our electricity. He cut our phone. It was just crazy. A whole different story. I don't want to speak for 30 minutes about the story. But there was one point. We got a psak from Yitzchak Berkowitz, Rosh Yeshiva Neshat Torah. And he said, okay, when you leave the apartment, again, when you leave the apartment, you have to paint it. So we decided, we're not going to spend money. This guy's a jerk. So we're not going to spend money, but we'll paint it. I remember going to get the paint, and all of a sudden, I was with my daughters. We were trying to avoid him, and what seconds count? He saw me. I saw him. I turned the corner, and it wasn't so good. But Baruch Hashem, I'm still alive. But Baruch Hashem, it all worked out, because it all works out at the end. Hashem has a plan for all of us. But now, why am I telling you that story? Because the power of seconds, if I missed my 1 second. But again, Hashem runs the world. Right? We saw a very interesting Medrash HaYisara that Rabbi Akiva was giving a drasha, and people were sleeping. Not like you guys, but people were sleeping. They weren't on their phones. They didn't have phones. They were sleeping. And Rabbi Akiva got up, and Rabbi Akiva said, 127, just like the years of Sarah was 127, we know the Medinas, Esther, Purim's coming up not so far away, 127 Medinas, and all the Mefarshim say, what's up, Shad? So we said, the Koyach of Zman, that if you do the math, I remember I was once Zeicha, I was walking in the old city, and I bumped into Rav Nevinsal, and I asked him this kasha, and I said, Rav Nevinsal, what's Pshad in this Medrash? And he looked at me, and he said, Koyach HaZman. What does that mean, Koyach HaZman? Because if you do the math, 127 divided by 127, that means one province went up in 1 year. That means every second another house went up. He was trying to tell us the power of our time. You know, they tell a story of Chaim Kanievsky. They tell us about different Gedolim also, that they made a, Chaim made a Siyam on all Shas. He does it every year. He makes a Siyam called Torah Kula, Pesach time. By the Siyam of the Bechoros, people could go. I have friends that have gone to it before. It's tremendous. And he makes a Siyam on Kol HaTorah Kula. It's an amazing thing. He made a Siyam on Kol HaTorah Kula. 3 weeks later, he made another Siyam on Shas. They said, Rav Chaim, you know, obviously you learn so much. Mom is helping Klal Yisrael, giving brachas out, and he sees so many people. I had this list many times to see Rav Chaim and the Gadol Hador. But you finish Shas 3 weeks later? How'd you do that? So Rav Chaim said, whenever I'm waiting for something, whenever I'm waiting for, again, he has someone driving him, but whenever I'm waiting for a meeting or this and that, I have my Seder of the waiting Seder. And he said, that waiting Seder was years and years, and now I'm making a Siyam HaShas. We have that downtime. Sometimes, you know, we're waiting for the bus. Sometimes, you know, you just have the downtime. Have those Masech, we just had the big Mifsav, doing a lot of blot and striking. Have your Daf that you know by heart. So when you're waiting for the bus, or you're on the bus and you have a couple seconds, you're thinking over that daf. And that's the power of time. So why is Kiddush HaChodesh? Why is that the first mitzvah? Because it's like what we're saying now. V'kidashta mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Klai Yisrael has the ability to be mikadesh the zman. What do you mean? Hashem runs the world? Yeah. But Yom Tov is based on the moon. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Daf Yomi just finished Rosh Hashanah not so long ago. The ideas of Rosh Hashanah that Klal Yisrael develops the time based on the moon. V'kidashta. We're creating the Kedusha because we have the ability of Kedusha. So the power of time. Al Tikri Matzos Ela Mitzvos. We can't make our mitzvahs stale. We have to put fire into it. Just like matzah, right? 1 second after. 1 second after those 18 minutes, it turns into chametz. So too our mitzvahs. If you don't put time into it and prepare for them, they become stale. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes famous tshuva. My grandfather, Rav Bamzi Zatzal, would often quote this. This is a famous tshuva. He learned by Rav Moshe, smicha by Rav Moshe, and it's gavaldik. Rav Moshe asked the kash, I don't get it. All the people, again, it was a very hard time. Every time in the early 1900s, you would do a job, you'd lose your job. You'd take a job on Shabbos. If you didn't come back on Shabbos, you lost your job. They always, all these people, but all the kids, they went off. It doesn't make sense. They were mosir nefesh for Shabbos, says Rav Moshe, because when they were having Shabbos, they didn't enjoy it. It was more, I'm going to lose my job. You need to put the fire into the mitzvos. Realizing, wow, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So let's answer all the questions. The Yisod number one was the conversation between Paro. The conversation between Paro and Moshe. Paro and focused on the clergy. And Moshe Rabbeinu focused on the Mesorah. Binoreinu b'zokeinu neleich. Why is Arbe? Why is Paro so nervous of Arbe? Because 1 second that Arbe hatches, thousands and thousands of Arbe are going to come out. The power of time, seconds. Our time is precious. We need to make the most of our time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a generation that things are so much easier. We spoke about last week. But we have to take advantage of our learning and take advantage being active and, right? It's better to be active, exercising, and just be active. It's showing our time is so important. And why is the first mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh? Because v'kidashta, our time has the ability to make Kedusha. Kedusha. How do we bring Kedusha? By realizing that we have so many mitzvahs. Matzahs, mitzvahs, don't make your matzahs stale. Don't make them into chametz. Make your mitzvahs also powerful. Bezus Hashem. We should learn from Parshas Bo, Klal Yisrael, we're getting out of Mitzrayim. We have to realize, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, He loves us so much. He believes in us. We have to believe in ourselves, and we just have to keep on accomplishing. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. Bring Parshas Bo into their lives. And Bezus Hashem, everyone should keep on growing with Hashem.